failure to launch. Why many corporate learning and development plans fall short of strategic objectives. Anton Visser, COO of SA Business School, part of Alphabet Learning. An effective learning and development, L&D, program isn't just about checking compliance boxes. It's about aligning learning initiatives with both corporate strategic goals and the career ambitions of employees. A well-designed L&D program offers a clear vision of its expected impact on both individual performance and overall business growth. Yet, too often, L&D initiatives fail to meet strategic business objectives, wasting valuable resources and leaving employees feeling uninspired and disengaged. Why L&D programs fail to take off? Many corporate L&D programs fall short due to several common pitfalls. 1. Misalignment with business goals. When training is not linked to the specific skills needed to achieve business outcomes, its relevance and impact are diluted, often leading to minimal results. 2. Low engagement and relevance. Generic or uninspiring training fails to capture employee interest, resulting in poor information retention and application. Training that doesn't address real, on-the-job needs will have little lasting impact. 3. Lack of support for skill application. Without reinforcement and follow-up, new skills learned often fade away as employees revert to old habits, missing the opportunity for long-term behavioral change. 4. Weak measurement and evaluation. Too often, L&D lacks clear metrics for assessing impact. Without a way to measure return on investment, it's impossible to gauge whether the program supports business objectives or needs adjustment. 5. Cultural and leadership gaps. A supportive culture and leadership buy-in are critical. Without these, employees may struggle to prioritize learning, viewing it as a low priority, forced initiative instead of an investment in their future. 6. One-size-fits-all approach. Standardized programs that ignore individual learning styles and expertise levels can alienate participants, limiting the program's overall effectiveness. 7. Lack of flexibility and adaptability. As business environments evolve, so too must L&D. Programs that remain static and outdated quickly lose relevance and fail to meet emerging needs. Building a learning culture. For a truly strategic L&D program, organizations must embed learning within their culture. A strong L&D strategy requires an understanding of the business's short, medium, and long-term objectives, as well as alignment with each team's role in achieving these goals. Establishing a clear continuum for learning over the coming years, tied to business strategy, can foster greater employee engagement and support, helping people see how the development ties directly into the broader mission. Bridging the gap in L&D investment. Often, companies invest heavily in leadership development while neglecting entry-level training. This leads to a disparity between customized programs for senior leaders and generic, off-the-shelf courses for lower-level employees. Both ends of the spectrum are critical. A tailored approach across all levels ensures that each employee feels valued and sees their role in the business's success. Designing an intentional learning pathway. SA Business School champions an intentional approach to L&D that emphasizes relevance, alignment, and impact. Strategic justification. Every L&D program should have a clear, business-aligned purpose. Randomly selecting training programs in the hope something sticks is ineffective and costly. Human-centered learning. Training must cater to both individual career aspirations and organizational capability needs, balancing personal growth with business transformation. Focus on change and stretch. Learning should be transformative, providing the right level of challenge to promote growth without overwhelming participants. Action-oriented design. Learning should be activity-driven and applicable on the job, empowering employees to apply new skills immediately. A journey, not an event. Agile learning design with participant feedback ensures accountability and program relevance. Employees become active participants in the development. Stakeholder integration. L&D works best with buy-in from all stakeholders, learners, managers, our, and facilitators, ensuring the training is relevant and supported throughout. Impact-driven metrics. Using business-relevant metrics to assess L&D outcomes demonstrates clear value, linking learning achievements directly to business performance. Turning learning into competitive advantage. Aligning L&D with business strategy ensures a higher return on investment. Employees who see their training's relevance are more engaged and willing to take ownership of the growth, supported by line managers and leaders who are actively involved in the process. This approach transforms what is learned into what is applied, positioning the business and its people for a competitive edge in a rapidly changing landscape and world of work. Ends. Author at Anton Visser, Essay Business School Plus posts upskilling and reskilling for the future world of work. Share on your socials.